We begin the current daf, Masechta Nedarim, daf Ayin. We begin on the bottom of the Samachtas Amabes, three lines up in the bottom of the Yamad, where the Gemara continues with other questions from Rabbah regarding this halacha of Hakama Nafar, and that is as we explain in the topic of this parak, discussing Hafaras Nedarim, that is the father or the husband, has the ability to be mefer to nullify from here on the neder of the woman when on the day that they hear about it. And they could either do Hakama, which would validate it, and thus solidify it as a neder, or do hafar, which will nullify it. And then the topic of our parak was discussing Ner HaMerasa, which was regarding when both of them have a joint ability to be made for it, only if both of them, the father and the chassan, are made for the neder. Now the Gemara asks a few different questions about how a person phrases his hakama or hafara, what's going to be the halacha. As follows, Bayi Rab, he said, Kayim lechi hayon. If the husband tells to the woman, today I want your neder to be mekoyim. Today I want it to be a valid neder. So the question is, mahu? What's the halacha? As the Gemara explains the question. Mi amrina, do we say, kemanda amar lamufi lechi lemachar? It's as if, inferentially, it's as if he said, oh, today I want it to be valid. But tomorrow, he didn't say those words, but tomorrow I want it to be nullified. And therefore, it's like he said, I only want it to be mekoyim today. And therefore, it will not be valid tomorrow. Oidil maholoi amar lo, maybe, no, he didn't tell her, Mufi lechi lemocha, that tomorrow it'll be nullified, and therefore it won't be, and therefore it would be a valid nether. In other words, do we interpret inferentially what he's saying to say that the other is actually going to be true? Now, that the Gemara continues on top of Ayin Amud Aleph, and the Ran explains that the questions have inferences in them too, and Rab is really in doubt about all these different computations or ramifications, and that is, Imtim tzaloi maholoi amaloi, if you say, okay, look, fine. Ultimately, he didn't tell her that tomorrow that it's going to be mufar, so therefore it's not going to be mufar tomorrow. He only said, today I want it to be mekoyim. Fine, today you mekoyim, so tomorrow will also be mekoyim. But amar la mufi lechi lemachar mahu, okay, let's say he said a different way. Let's say he said that not about today. And that's what the Ran discusses regarding the inferences of these two different questions. Let's say he didn't say today should be mekoyim. He said a different word. He said, tomorrow I want it to be mufar. So what's going to be the halacha over there? That is, miyamin, do we say, lemachar lemotzi mefer? Tomorrow you can't be mefer it anymore. Dehokayim elenidri hayayim, because today you already were mekayim it. Now, you weren't really mekayim it, but by saying I want to be mufer tomorrow, inferentially you're saying that I want it to be valid today. And therefore, once you're validating it today, then you can't be mefer it tomorrow. Leidim, or maybe that no. Kivin delay omar lo kayim lechayim, since he didn't tell her I want it to be valid today, that's only inferentially. So kikama la mufa lechi lemachar, when he said that I want to be invalid tomorrow and voiding it tomorrow, of course you can't do it on the following day. It has to be the day that you heard it. But mehayim kama, it's like he's doing that from today. Today I want to do hafara, but that it should take effect tomorrow, and therefore he could be made for it today. So when he's saying I want it to be moved for tomorrow, what's the halacha? Is that inferentially saying it should be mekuyim today, and therefore if it's mekuyim today, you can't be made for it tomorrow? Or no, he didn't say that I want to be mekuyim today. Yes, that's maybe the inference, but maybe what he meant to say was, I'm going to be made for it today, starting tomorrow. Now that the Gemara continues and says, and even if you're going to say that, yes, even so, that kivin the kaim hayoim, since ultimately he was mekayim today, so lamachar kaman the isay dami, so tomorrow it's like the kim is still there. In other words, based on the previous imtim tzaloyma, that since he said that, look, mefer lechi lamachar, I want to be made for it tomorrow, so inferentially, you could expound and extrapolate that, meaning he wants it to be mekuyim today. So since it was mekuyim today, therefore tomorrow, it's like the validation is still there, and therefore tomorrow he cannot be made for it. But if that's the case, let's say Amar Allah, let's say he tells her, Kaim lechi shah mahu. What's the halacha if he says to her, okay, so today and tomorrow, we're continuing with all these different lines of questioning where we're saying, and if you say this, and if you say that, so let's say, regarding, even if you said, only tomorrow I want to be mufer, but inferentially we say that, oh, today you want it to be a valid neder, and therefore, once it's validated today, it's going to be valid forever, and it cannot be made for tomorrow, but that's what the Gemara says. But let's say it differently, not today and tomorrow, but rather that I want it to be mekuyim for this hour, for this moment, where that's very different than this moment and next moment than today and tomorrow, because the entire day has the ability for him to be made for it. Now, so then the question is, mi amrin, do we say, kamanda amar lam mufi lechi la'achar shadami, when somebody tells his wife that I want it to be mekuyim for this moment, that the inference would be telling you, but I don't want it to be Mekoyim, and I want to be made for it the next moment, and he has that ability the whole day, or maybe he didn't really say that. He only said, now I want to be Mekoyim. So, although, yes, you could infer that maybe that later he doesn't want it to be Mekoyim, and he wants it to be made for it, but he didn't say that, and therefore it would not be voided inferentially through the inference of being only Mekoyim for this moment. And the Gemara continues, now, Imtim Suleiman, even if you're going to say, Haloi Amarla, ultimately, he didn't tell her that he wants it to be Mufar the next moment. And therefore, it's not going to be Mufar after that moment, and it will still be Mekoyim forever. But, Miu Amarla Mai, okay, so let's say we're not working with inferences. And therefore, that's how we're going along with all these questioning that we had, which ultimately we say that, okay, fine, even if we're going to say that today and tomorrow won't work. And we'll say that even if you said tomorrow Mufar, but the inference will tell us today should be Mekoyim, the inference will tell us. And we'll go based on the inference. And we'll say that it will be valid. But that we said that's for today and tomorrow. Then we said, what's with the moments? So we say that, okay, maybe moments, then we would work with the inference of, let's say, be Mekoyim now, but inferentially tomorrow is, that the next moment is going to be not going to be Mufar, because we're not going to work inferentially. So now we're asking, okay, but let's say he said it explicitly. Let's say he said that I wanted to be Mekoyim this moment, and the next moment I want to be Mufar. Mi amrinon kim nekayim mekayim. Do we say that no? Once you're Mekayim, you validated it. And yes, maybe you could be shoyil on your hakam, but if you're not, you can't just go ahead and be made for the next moment, even if you made it for a limited time. Or maybe no. Kim nekula yema bar kama barfar. Who since this whole day, as the Torah says, biyem shamay, you could either validate it or void it. So ki ama mufri lechi la'achar shamahani. So yes, although you said I wanted to be Mekoyim, but I said for this hour I wanted to be valid neder. But then I could also say the next hour I wanted to be invalid. I wanted to be void because I have that opportunity the whole day. What's the halacha? So the Gemara says regarding this last question, Toshima, we could answer that question from a Mishnah Masechtas Nazir. Mishnah says, Hareini Nazirif. The woman says, I am a Nazir. I'm going to have all the halachas, can't drink wine, etc. V'shama bai lo v'amar v'ani, and the husband here says, you know what, me too. So the halacha of the Mishnah says, ein yochel hafer. Now, since he said, and me too, so what that means is that he was matfis. He then, he became a nazir, not by making his own vow of naziris, but by transferring her vow of naziris to himself. So he just revealed his intention that he wants her naziris, because that's the only way he can have his own naziris, is by transferring hers and him to have the same Kedusha. So therefore it's like he's validating her Naziris, and that's why the Mishnah tells us that he can't be made for her neder of Naziris. That's what the Mishnah says. No, not the question is, but Vamai, why? Neima Vani do Amarhu, let's translate. This Vani that he says, and me too, Al Nafshe da Havid Nazir. That was only regards because he wanted to be able to become a Nazir himself, and that's why, instead of saying the whole phraseology himself, he just says, oh, me too, and he was transferring her naziris to him. Aval ha-reini nazir di la, but regarding her acceptance of becoming a nazir herself. Now, although you're right, we have to say the sha'ach is kaima, that definitely for one moment he was mekayim her nedo of naziris, because if not, what would he be transferring? How would he be able to have atfasa if he would be made for it? So, yes, he's obviously been mekayim for this moment, and that's how he's transferring by saying vaniya, me too. But la'achar shah iboy lefer. But the next moment, if he wants to, he should be able to be made for har neder if you would hold that regarding our question that we had, if let's say he tells her, kaimi lechi shah, for this moment I wanted to be a valid neder, and then umufi lechi la'achar shah, but then if it would work to say that afterwards, I want the next moment to be Mufrid for it to be void, then definitely if it would work, the Ran says, it wouldn't make a difference if you said it in one moment, or if you said it now, this moment I said Kaimelechi, and then after that moment, the next hour I tell you Mufrilechi, Amai in Yochel Hafer. Why can't he nullify her vow if you could say that Kaimelechi and then Lesha and then Mefrilechi Lesha works? Lav Mishom the Kivin the Kaimelechi. Isn't it obvious? Because once you're Mekayim it, you're Mekayim it. And therefore, it's already valid. You can't go ahead and void something that you validated again, unless if you were shoyl on it. Because, or else, yes, Vani obviously is validating it, but why does the Mishnah there say you can't be made for it? Of course, your validation is only necessarily for this one moment, and that's during Hatfasa. But it's not saying anything more for the next hour, and therefore you should be able to be mefer. Obviously, you can't once you mekayim it. Another thing Gemara says, like, the Gemara rejects the Raya. The Gemara says you can't resolve the question from this Mishnah Masechtas Nazir, because the truth is that maybe after that hour you could be mefer. But it's just a kesavar, is that the Tana of the Mishnah Masechtas Nazir holds, kol vani, whenever you utilize the terminology and me, it's command da amr kaimi lechi le'on dami. It's like you said, I want it to be validated forever. And therefore, we have not resolved the question from the Mishnah Masechtas Nazir, because you're right. If he would only be mekayim it for that moment, then he could be made for it the next moment. But it's just because he used vani, on that the Gemara says, vani sounds like, and me too, which means to say that just like I'm going to be a full-fledged Nazir, and not just for this moment, so to you it's like he's being mekayim it le'olam, and that's why once you mekayim it le'olam, so it's not l'shah, then you can't go ahead once you validate it forever, to then void it. But it wouldn't resolve it if you said it, I only want to be mekayim for this moment, and then to say that I want to be mefrid the next moment. And since it wasn't resolved, the Ran says we have to go stringently, and therefore, actually, the later hafara would not be a valid hafara, out of doubt, because maybe the hakama is, once you're mekayim it, and you can't be mefrid at a later point in time. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, again, continuing on the theme of the opening Mishnah of our Perek, which discusses the halacha of a naira hamayrasa regarding a girl that's a naira, meaning she's not a begaris yet, so she's still somewhat in her father's domain, and she's only engaged to her chasen, so that still leaves her in base of viha, but she still has relationships with the chasen. So the opening Mishnah said that therefore you need both of them to go ahead and be made for her neder for it to be a valid hafar. Now our Mishnah continues on that theme and says that if meisa av, if the father dies, this girl, she's engaged, she's a naira, her father then dies during the engagement. The father's, as we explained in previous stuff, that it's essentially almost the metaphorically shears in the woman. The husband has 50% shears and the father has 50% shears. Again, just as a way of context to defining their ability to be made for her nether. So when the father dies, his 50% shears do not get transferred, do not get emptied out to the husband. In other words, the husband can't be made for her nether now when she's engaged, because he can only do it if you have all that 100% ability, and he doesn't get the 50% shares of the father when the father dies. Whereas Mesa Baal, when the husband dies, Nisrik Nushislav, all of his shares get transferred to the father. Now the father has 100% rights in his daughter, and therefore he could be made for the neder, even if she was a Naira HaMayrasa, when the chasen dies. And that the Mishnah says, B'zeh Yafa Koyecha Av Mekoyecha Baal, in this area, the strength of the father is greater than that of the chasen. But davar acher yafa koyecha ba mekoyecha av, in another area, the chasen, the husband, has greater strength than that of the father, which is shabal made for the beggar, because the chasen can be made for the neder of his kala, even if she's already a begaris, an adult over the age of 12 and a half, which we'll explain exactly what is this case. And va'av ina made for the beggar, but whereas the father, once she becomes a begaris, cannot be made for her neder, and therefore we see that in that area, the Baal is better than the Av, whereas in the first one it was the Av more than the Baal. Now the Gemara asks, my time. What's the reason? In other words, what's the reason why we don't say, just like when the Chasen dies, that it's Nisraken to the father and he can be made for the Neder? Why don't we say that when the father dies, that it gets Nisraken to the Shus of the Baal? And that's where the Ram points out that the questioning is my time, what's the reason? Whereas later when we say the Halacha of Mesa Baal, that it's isn't the and l'shus av, we just ask minola. Where do we know that from? In other words, we know that there's such halacha. Question is, why wouldn't it apply also from the father to the chasen? So that the Gemara says, because the Amar Kra, the Pasuk says in Bamidbar, binu reha base of viha, that is in her youth when she's still a naira, and again, this is in the parasha of the Nedarim where it talks about these halachas, that then she's base of viha. In other words, what it sounds like it's saying that even if the father himself is not around anymore, but when she's been around, when she's a naira, and she's just engaged, she's still in base of viha, in the father's household, which means to say the father is still existent in his rights of the shears, even if he himself is not around, even if he died. So therefore, the husband can't inherit it. It's still a base of viha. And that's why when the father dies, the husband does not get the other 50% shears, and therefore he can't be made for the neder by himself. Now, whereas, however, the Mishnah said, Mesabal, when the husband dies, Nisrekin Rishoslav, it does get emptied out and transferred to the domain of the father, and therefore he could be made for the neder of the his daughter, the girl that was engaged before Rav Chassin died, even without the Aris by himself. So the Gemara says, Manolan, where do we know this from? So Amar Rabbah, Rabbah says the Amar Kra. Because there's a pasuk in Bamidbar, which is in these parashas there in Perek Lamed, that before this pasuk it said, it was talking about the context of the father being able to be made for the neder of his daughter. Then after that it says, that if she's going to be havaya, meaning engaged to a man, and she has nedarim on herself. Now, there's a redundant term over here of hayoisiya, which sounds like they were talking about two different kedusha. So on that, the Gemara continues on Amud Beis and explains that makish koid me havaya shnia, we're comparing the state of the woman before she gets engaged to a second chasen, l'koid me havaya rishayna, to the state that she was in before she got engaged to her first chasen. What does that mean? Ma koid me havaya rishayna av mei for l'chudei, just like before she got engaged to her first chasen, when she was single. Who was the one that was made for her nether? As the previous psukim in Perek Lamed said, was the father. So av koid me havaya shnia, so it also compares before she gets engaged to her second chasen, meaning after the first husband, after the first chasen dies, is saying that it's the same thing that av mei for l'chudei, that the father himself is made for the nether. So we're comparing the hayoisiyah, the two kedushin, just like before she got engaged to the first chasen, who subsequently died when she was a naim rasa, that before she was engaged to him, it was only the father. So to after the first chasen, meaning before the second kedushin, before she gets engaged to somebody else, it's the father that's able to be made for the neder by himself, just like he was before the first one. And therefore we see the halacha of Nisraikin that the father himself can be made for the neder. Now that the Gemara asks that if the source of this halacha is actually learnt out from a comparison of the father before the first engagement, so too before the second engagement. So the Gemara says, "Ema hana midli." Maybe say that halacha only applies b'nedarim shloi niru la'aros for a neder that the first chasen never heard about it. In other words, because that would be exactly how it was before the first time she was engaged, where there was no chasen there to have heard her neder to be able to be made for it. So too, yes, before the second time she gets engaged, if it's talking about such a neder that the only one that heard about it, as we explained from the Ran, the previous Tafim, when the chasen or the other party didn't hear about it, they essentially have no role in it. So yeah, so therefore it's like he had no shears in it. That's why when he dies, and the only one that heard was the father, so that's why the father could be made for the neder by himself. Aval b'nedarim sheniru la'oros, but regarding the nedarim that the oros had heard about them before he died, maybe they would tell you that le'motzi mefer av, that there the father cannot be made for the neder by himself, because that there the chasen did have shears. And who said that when the chasen dies, that those 50% shears goes to the father? How do you know a source for this halach of Nisraikin? Maybe it's that the father, yes, just like before the first kedushin, when he was the only one that heard about it and had a role in it, so too before the second one, meaning after the first chasen dies, if he was the only one that heard about it, then he could be made for it. But if the chasen heard about it and therefore he had 50% shears in being made for that neder, maybe over there when he dies, that just like it doesn't go from the father to the chasen, it doesn't go from the chasen to the father. So in that the Gemara says no, because even the darm shalei niru la'aris, if the halacha that was being taught to us from this drasha of comparing hayoisiyah to the two kedushin was only telling us in the darm that the aris never heard about it, but that mibnurel based on via nafka, we would have already known that from the basic halacha when it talks about when a father being able to make for the neder of his single daughter, that says that when she's a naira and she's in a father's household, he can be made for it. In other words, since you're saying the case would be talking about that the aris never merited any shears in it because he never heard about it, so then there's like she's like a regular single girl. Of course that would tell us that when she's a naira, she's in a father's household and he can be made for it himself. It must be that the hekesh of hayoisiyah of before the first kedushin to the second kedushin is telling us even the darim that the aris had already heard about it, that even there the father can be made for the nether by himself. Now the Ran does point out, as he did in the previous context, that this is only talking about if she doesn't go ahead and then get engaged to someone else. In other words, but once she gets engaged to someone else, as the Gemara will tell us on Daf Ayin Aleph Amud Aleph, that then actually the father and the new chasen would be made for her neder together, because there's no problem of the fact that it's koidme havaya, that there was a koidman, because once there's a chasen, the father, there's no problem of a koidman. And here wouldn't be the same thing as comparison hayoisiyah as she was before the first engagement to before the second one, because it's not before the second one. She's engaged now, and therefore the halacha is, as we'll see on Daf Ayin Aleph, that the father and the new chassan can be made for her neder that she made before, but he wouldn't be doing it on himself. But again, but before she gets engaged to a new chassan, then the father, even by neder that was nirala aris, he'll be able to go ahead from this hekesh of hoyisia to be made for the neder by himself. And that's the foundation for this halacha of nisroikin, that although the chassan had 50% shears, that gets transferred to the father upon his death. Now, that the Mishnah had said, b'zeh yofa koecha av mekoecha bal, that in regards to this context, the power of the father is greater than the chassan, where, although when the father dies, it's not nisroikin to the chassan, but when the bal dies, it is nisroikin to the father. Now, chulu, however, etc., the Mishnah continues and says, but there is an area where the bal chassan is greater than the father, is in the context of being able to be made for the woman's neder when she's a bekeres, when she's an adult over the age of 12 and a half. So the Gemara asks, Heichadami, what is this case that the Mishnah is describing the kayach of the Baal over the Av, that he can be made for the neder of the woman when she's a bekeres? And that is, Ilema, if it's so much a kitcher, kishi, naira, ubagra, that when he got engaged to her, she was still a naira, she was under 12 and a half, and then during the engagement, she became a bekeres. So, Mechti, let's see, how would this work? In other words, we know the halacha is Misa Maitzia, that death removes the girl from her father's domain. In other words, when the father dies, he loses all rights he has in his daughter. What that means to say is, of course, if he's dead, he has no rights. It means to say that his children, his sons, do not inherit his rights he had in his daughter. And that's learned down from a pasuk of Esnachaltam Oisim Levnechem, that you certain things you bequeath to your children, and not the merits that a father has in his daughters, that you don't bequeath to your daughters, to your sons, as the Gemara explains in Masechtas Ksuvos Daf Mem Gimel. So upon the father's death, he loses the rights he has in his daughter. Now, ubagris mitzir mishosav, and so too, when the girl becomes a begaris, there also the father loses rights in his daughter. That's as we've been quoting this pasuk, binureho beisaveh, when she's a naira, when she's 12, until 12 and a half, or younger than that, then she's in her father's household. But now when she's a begaris. So therefore, the Gemara makes the following comparison. Ma misa, just like the father's death, which that then removes the daughter from his domain, and still loydness reknushes labal, it doesn't get transferred, the rights he had in his daughter, which he loses when he dies. That doesn't go to the husband, to the chassan, that as we said in our Mishnah, so af bagris loydness reknushes labal, so bagris should not be any different. That is, when the father loses the rights in his daughter, because she became old enough, there also we should say that it doesn't get transferred to the domain of the chassan. And the reason being is because since that the neder took effect when she was still in the father's domain when she was a naira before she became a begaris. So since that was the time when they got engaged, so therefore even when she becomes a begaris, that should not go ahead and remove those rights that he had in his daughter to go to the chassan. Just like it doesn't remove the rights that he had, meaning although he loses himself, but upon his death it doesn't go to the chassan. So too by bagris. So El Rav, the Gemara says you have to say it's talking about Shekitcha kishi begaris, that the chassan got engaged to her when she was already over 12 and a half. She was, let's say, 18. And he got engaged to her. Now, and that is what the Gemara says. So you want to say that since when she's 18, the father has no rights over her when she's over 12 and a half. So there you enter the halacha of there was a certain designated time, meaning an oris essentially doesn't have the ability to be made for the nedarim of his wife. It's only when we say there's an arus and together with the father, but when he's by himself, it's only when there's nisuin. But there is a halacha that the chacham gave a designated amount of time for the chasn and kala to prepare themselves for the wedding. Now, once that designated time comes, then as the Gemara tells us in Perek Alpha P and Daf Nun Zayin and Aleph, that from there on the husband has to then go ahead and feed the woman as if he's married to her, because although they didn't get married yet, but since right now they should be married, it's just that he's delaying, so he has to feed her. So because of that, you want to say that he has the ability to be made for the nether, because if he feeds her, so then she relies on him, so then whatever nether she's making is based on his intentions, and therefore he can be made for the nether. And that's what you want to say, that when she's a begaris, meaning when she's engaged, then the father has no rights in her, because she's already an adult, and she leaves the father's house after binareah beisaviah, when she's a begaris. Whereas by the chassan, as we said, he got engaged to her when she was already 15. So that's what you're trying to say, that since he has the rights, and the time has already came, meaning that he has to feed her, it's already, let's say, 12 months, So therefore, he can make the neder, and that the Gemara is b'ha tanin l'cha de zimna. That we already learnt one time, which later on in this parak of Ayin Gimel Amud Beis, where the Mishnah says, ha-begeres she-shasu yud beis chaydish, regarding a begeres, a woman over 12 and a half, who's engaged and waited 12 months, and etc. So it says over there that since he has to feed her, so therefore it says that he can go ahead and be made for her neder. So the Gemara's question is, so what would be the necessity of repeating this halacha two times? Meaning, if you're interpreting the halacha of our Mishnah, that when is yafa koich ha-baal mi koich ha-av, in the sense of not that he got engaged when she was before Bageres, because then actually he wouldn't get those shears from the father, just like when the father dies, he wouldn't get it when she becomes a Bageres either. Rather, it must be told him that he got engaged to her after she was already a Bageres, but that the question is, that is halacha when she has nothing to do with her father. Not the classical case of Naira Marasa, because she's not a Naira, she's a Bageres Amairasa. She got engaged when she was 16. So there, the fact that you're saying that, of course, the father can't be made for because she's a Bageres, even though she's just only engaged, whereas the Chasen could go ahead and be made for it, meaning when, obviously only when 12 months pass, but that's a Mishnah later on that tells us this halacha. So now, before the Gemara gets a chance to conclude the question, the Gemara first, now once it introduced that later Mishnah, the Ayin Gimel, it asks a question on that Mishnah. And that is, Haguf Akasha. How do we understand that later Mishnah? Amrit, you said, HaBegeresh HaShasash Neim Asa Chaydish, you're saying, this Mishnah that we're asking from, that it talks about a Begeres, over 12 and a half, that waited 12 months, now the husband has to feed her, therefore he could also be made for a Nadar. Question is, but that's not really true. But Begeres Lamali Shneim Asa Chaydish, why would a Begeres have to wait 12 months for the husband to have, for the Chasin to have to feed her now, and therefore since he has to feed her, he also has the rights to be made for a Nadar? But Begeres Balamad Yem Sagaloi. But rather, but a Begeres, once she's engaged for 30 days, that's already enough time to mandate the Chasin to have to feed her and thus be able to be made for a Neder. And that's because, and this is how Rav Huna holds over there in Perek Af Al Pi, that the sages only required 30 days for a Begeres, and after 30 days, the Chasin already has to feed her Mezainis. Now, actually, the Ran does point out that Rav Huna was actually refuted over there in Perek Af Al Pi in Masechet Ksubos. But he says, but still, the conclusion of the Gemara, although we refuted Rav Huna, comes out that after 12 months that she became a Begeres, meaning let's say she becomes a Begeres at 12 and a half, then at 13 and a half, once it's 12 months later, after that point in time, if she gets engaged, actually, it's back to only a requirement of 30 days. The only time you're going to have 12 months for a Begeres is only if she got engaged the day she turned 12 and a half when she became a Begeres. And therefore, that's what our Gemara's question is that how can you say a blanket statement that a Begeres that waits 12 months, but a Begeres doesn't have a set time. Rather, it just can't be less than 30 days. And that is, you don't find that a Begeres that gets engaged that should require 12 months that until the husband has to feed her, only if the first day she became a Begeres. And that's what the Gemara's question is, that for that a slight chance of a woman getting engaged that same day, it shouldn't have said in the Mishnah later on, a Begeres that waits 12 months, that then the husband has to feed her, because there's only one type of a case like that, which is if she gets engaged the day she turned 12. Because once it's past that, let's say a year after that, then it's only 30 days. So that the Gemara answers you right. Today we have to amend that Mishnah. It's not a Begeres Sheshah Soyud Beischai, there's not one case. Rather, it's Begeres, in other words, a Begeres like her din, which, as we just explained before, it depends, it fluctuates. If sometimes it could be more, sometimes it could be less. Sometimes, if let's say it was the day she became a Begeres, it is 12 months. But sometimes, if let's say it's a year later, it's only 30 days. And then there's a Vav, Vishashasu Yud Beis Chaydish. And regarding a Naira, not a Begeres, that she waited her set amount for her, which is always 12 months for a Naira, then that's what the Mishnah there says over there, that since the husband has to feed her, now he has an obligation, so therefore it can be made for a neder. Okay, so now we explained and resolved that Mishnah later on. It's not Begeres HaShasa Yud B'Shaydish HaBegeres, Vishashasa. But the Gemara concludes the question, become Akam Kasha, but we're back to the question. And that is, why do we need two Mishnahis, our Mishnah over here on Daf Ayin, and the Mishnah over there on Daf Ayin and Gimel, to say similarly the same halacha, that when she's Begeres, that the husband can be made for her neder, which we proved that obviously we're not talking about that she was a Naira here and becoming Begeres, because then actually Chasum would not be able to, because he wouldn't get the shears, just like when the father dies, and then she gets removed from the 50% of the father, he doesn't get that. So too, when she becomes a begeres, he wouldn't get the 50% that gets removed from her. Rather, it'd be talking about that he got engaged to her when she's a begeres. But that would only be that obviously he's the only one that has any rights in her, because when she's a begeres, even in her father's household, her father has nothing over her. But that would mean he would only be able to be made for a neder as chas nikala only after, let's say, 30 days or 12 months, whichever one it is. That halacha we know from a mishnah later on in the fine gimel that says this halacha. So the Gemara says two answers, which essentially are saying that you're right, we only need one of them, and the other one is incidental, and that is ibay seima. If you want, you could say that the begeris of hacha over here, when we spoke about the koyach habal over the koyach av, that's dafka. That's the primary one that tells us this halacha. Ubegeris ketani hasem, and although we talk about the same halacha of a begeris, that when his kala is over 12 and a half, that after that certain designated amount of time, he can be made for that neder. That's only mishum debayi if flugir belaz rabban. That's only because we wanted to reflect on this halacha and say that it's actually not according to everybody, that it's actually a machloikis between belaz and rabban, and that is because rabban actually over there is arguing this halacha, and they say that the husband, even after the time that he has to feed her, cannot be made for her neder. Now, actually, the Ran wonders regarding the terminology of our Gemara that says that the halacha begeris, the primary halacha, is dafka over here in our Mishnah, but that the Ran asks, to the contrary, that later Mishnah is the primary one. And the reason is because you need it for itself to tell us that we shouldn't rely on the Stam Mishnah, the anonymous Mishnah, over here, because although generally we paskin like a Stam Mishnah, but not when it's Stam v'achkach machlekes. When you have an anonymous Mishnah, and then the later Mishnah says that actually what we said anonymously is actually up for a machlekes, we don't base it on that Stam, and we go based on that machlekes, and we have chacham against Rabbi Eliezer, the halacha would be like the chachamim. So that the Ran says that when the Gemara says over here that our Mishnah of Begeris is the primary, that's lav dafka. That's not necessarily exacting. In other words, all the Gemara is trying to say is that later Mishnah is following on the tail of our Mishnah. In other words, that we didn't start the discussion of Begeris in that Mishnah. It already started in this first Mishnah over here, and it's that later Mishnah that's following and telling us that this first Mishnah, which is the primary one, meaning that started the conversation regarding this halacha of Begeris, it's actually not necessarily the case. We don't pass it like it as anonymous Mishnah, because it's not according to everyone, because actually it's a machlekes, Rabbi Eliezer and the Rabbanan. So therefore, what it means to say is that the reason why it has two Mishnahs is because, yes, here's where we started the conversation. This is the primary one. And it's that later Mishnah then which reflects on this Mishnah and says, but it's not according to everybody. It's actually machlekes, the Chum do not agree to this halacha. Or Yibay Seim, the Gemara says, or if you want, you could say, that actually Begeris Tafka, when it talks about over there in Daf Ayin Gimel regarding the halacha of being able to be made for the neder of a kala that's a begeris, that's the primary Mishnah, because that's where the Tana tells us the halacha of begeris, because the Mishnah over there tells us that our Mishnah is actually has no halachic standing, because it doesn't have the halacha of a Stam Mishnah, because it's Stam V'achkech Machlekes, like we said before. So therefore, the primary Mishnah really is that Mishnah. So then why does our Mishnah over here mention this halacha if it doesn't even have a halachic standing for the purposes of telling us the reflection of this halacha, which would be if it was a Stam, because the later Mishnah tells us it's actually Machlekes. And that the Gemara says, V'aydi dinasav reisha bezeh, it's only because the beginning of our Mishnah spoke about this idea, in other words, where it said that bezu yofa koich av mekoich abal, spoke about an element of what's greater the strength of the father than the chasen, because it said that although when the father dies, it's not nesrek into the chasen, when the chasen dies, it is nesrek into the father, so nasav seifa nami bezeh, so too the seifa of the Mishnah, just to parallel that and to contrast, said the same idea that according to one Tana, in one area, the Koyach HaBaal is better than the Koyach HaAv. But you're right, this wasn't the primary area of the Halacha. The primary is the Mishnah Daf Ayin Gimel, which anyways tells us that it's a Machlokes, and therefore the Stam of our Mishnah would not have any Halachic relevance. We only said it to contrast the first part of the Mishnah that said, on this, the Yafa Koyach HaAv and Koyach HaBaal. So we're saying that, okay, in another area, that according to one Tana, we could also say, Yafa Koyach HaBaal, the Koyach HaAv, which is according to Rabbi Eliezer, who holds that the Chasen, since he has an obligation to feed her, could also have the rights to be made for her neder, which stands in contrast to the father who, when she becomes a begeres, can never be made for her neder.